أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين. قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر. ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the story of Hazrat Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام and that of Bilqis. Thus far we discussed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam not accepting the gifts that Bilqis had sent to him, and rather Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made it known that he has an army that cannot be opposed, cannot be resisted. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had also made it known that he will conquer, and at the same time he will expel people, making them disgraced and humiliated. But that was not his intention. That was if they do not accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Bilqis had come submissively, submitting to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then obviously there was no question of any conquering or any war whatsoever. Now, when these people go back, according to some narrations, the messengers go back, they go to Bilqis, they inform him about the intentions of Hazrat Sulaiman Ali, they inform her about the intentions of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. In some narrations it is indicated that she herself began to leave, making it very clear that she has no intention of fighting Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. For now she may have been completely convinced that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was not a king or a personality of this material world, but he was far beyond this. She was convinced that he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a man of ruhaniyat and spirituality, a man that has a link with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and a Nabi of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. So she leaves towards Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam comes to know about this. There are those narrations, and these are actually biblical narrations, that indicate that she was very, very close to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, where he could see the dust had been raised in the air. And at that time, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had seen this, he said to his people, قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. He said, O my courtiers, is there anyone amongst you that will bring her throne to me before she comes to me obedient and submissive? Now, we had already discussed the kind of throne that she had, how large it was and how secure it was, within seven palaces, secured, large and huge. And because it was the most secured of all her property, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had decided that this be brought to him before she comes. She was sure that when she left it was in place, and now when she reaches Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, it must be already in the possession of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Why does he do this? That he wants to show beyond doubt that he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this was possible, it could have only been the doings of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then it would have been definite that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And hence, in response to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's request, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. One of the ifrit, in other words, one of those jinns who was a stalwart, one who had great power, a person who was very accustomed to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, said, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. It seems from here, according to some narrations, that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam called upon his courtiers at the time when he was sitting in his court, and one of these ifrit, one of these stalwarts from amongst the jinnat said to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك. I will bring it to you before you stand up from your place. Stand up from your place could mean that now you are sitting, you will stand. Alternatively, when you adjourn the sitting of yours, then that, before that happens, this arsh and this throne of Bilqis will be brought in front of you. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. And certainly upon it I have the power, and at the same time I am trustworthy. I will bring it because I have the power, and because I am trustworthy, I will deliver it to you without any kind of mistrust or any kind of embezzlement whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there was another response that came to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, because this response seemed to be too late. Not before I get up, it needs to be even before that. And hence Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ, that person who had the knowledge of the kitab, he said. Now some say that this was a jinn, but most of the narrations have indicated that this was one of the companions of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam by the name of Asaf or Asif ibn Bakhriya. This person was a very pious personality. He had great knowledge of the kitabs of the past, and hence he was the person that stood up. Some have even said it was Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, but amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, most of them have stated that it was amongst the companions of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam that a person stood up and said to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ تَرْفُكَ. I will bring it to you, and if we just simplify the translation of it, before the blink of your eye. Before you blink your eye, it will be here. Otherwise, it will mean before you look away and then look back, you will find that this throne is here. And exactly what he did. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. When Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam looked, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam saw it placed in front of him, and immediately, what was the first response of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam that is very important to us? He said, هذا من فضل ربي, this is from the fadl and this is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From time to time we had discussed that there were many that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted sovereignty to on the surface of this earth, and many had thought that it was their own doings. Whatever they had with them insofar as their possessions were concerned, insofar as the resources that had been granted to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was concerned, they thought it was their own doings. But here the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam that consistently and persistently teach us the very same lesson, that acknowledge that these are from the graces of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us, that this has been a great fadl from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Why is this a fadl from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and why has all this been taken care of, and why did this all happen? Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam further explains, لِيَبْلُوَنِي, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test me. And if we, you and I, can come with this attitude for all the ni'mas that Allah Rabbul Izzat grants to us, here is a throne of someone else that is brought into the court of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and immediately he realizes that these are the tests that we go through in life. And he teaches us this very, very important lesson, that whenever we stumble over a great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we experience it, we see it, we realize it, immediately understand and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us through the test. What is the test? أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Am I appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or am I unappreciative to Allah Rabbul Izzat? Am I grateful to Allah? Do I acknowledge that this is a resource from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or am I unappreciative to Allah Rabbul Izzat? And then he concludes and he says, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. The truth and the reality is this, that person that makes shukr, he makes shukr to his own benefit. There is no one else that will benefit but ourselves. The one benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran, that we speaks about in the Quran, that we hear from time to time, that if we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us more. Then the ulama have explained another very important aspect of the shukr, that the more we make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat, the more we realize that we are worthless in this earth. The more we realize that whatever we have is from Allah, and that keeps us away from pride and arrogance, and hence this is the very, very important aspect of making shukr to Allah. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. But on the other hand, whoever makes kufr, and here kufr means whoever is unappreciative to Allah Rabbul Izzat for the great favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted, فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌ كَرِيمٌ. Then certainly my Rabb is ghani, my Rabb is not in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even in need of the fact that He needs to sustain us. He does it because of His pure rahmah and His compassion upon us. And when Allah Rabbul Izzat sustains us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our shukr. Allah Rabbul Izzat is totally independent. Our shukr will be good for us. It will be advantageous to ourselves, not to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But at the same time, and look at the beauty of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's speech, his understanding and his marifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qualities, he says Allah is also kareem. That if we do not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also Allah Rabbul Izzat is kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not immediately stop that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks our ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Rabbul Izzat continues to allow His ni'mat and favors to flow upon us. So in this incident, we understand that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam showed the fact that he was the Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But more important to us is this, that whenever there is a ni'mat of Allah that presents itself to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us try and acknowledge it is from Allah. It is not my doings, it is not your doings, it is not our astuity that brings this ni'mat forth, but it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in acknowledging it, inshallah, la in shakartum la azidannakum, Allah will increase that ni'mat. But more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the quality of appreciativeness. Allah will give us the quality of humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us protect us from pride and arrogance, and from thinking that these are our own doings. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.